All right, welcome back. More of the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone. Connor Happer with you this afternoon. NFL divisional round this weekend. Four games. Some say it's the best round of football that we have. Maybe the best weekend of football we have. I'd preferably get a few college games in there as well. But very, very good here. By the way, we have a packed weekend here on the radio, sports-wise.
So many sports.
A lot of stuff going on. UNO is out at Denver. Creighton's playing at 4:30 tomorrow. Hockey. And Bishop put this out in a nice little graphic if you'd like to check it out.
Yeah, very well presented.
Yes.
From John Bishop on his Twitter page.
There's different colors.
Mm-hmm.
So the Creighton game's at 4:30 here on the Zone. Bengals-Titans is going to be on 1290 Coil.
Correct.
At 3. And then the night game tomorrow, the Niners and the Packers will also be on 1290.
Yeah, your NFL football's on Coil tomorrow.
Coil tomorrow.
Sunday,
The Zone.
Yeah.
Right here. So 1:30, Rams and Bucks, and 5:30, Bills and Chiefs. And then we have, of course, have the Chiefs broadcast as well. And that will be on Coil as always. Beginning at 4 with the Chiefs Radio Network pregame.
So Coil will have 3 of those 4 games.
That's right.
This weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
In one form or fashion.
Mm-hmm. So there's a reason why we say it. You're home for literally anything. 1620 The Zone or Coil or 1180. You can find it all here this weekend. So that's a little programming note we wanted to set aside. Speaking of the games, okay. So I wanted to go through this real quick. We talked about it yesterday. All the quarterbacks that are involved this weekend. It's a big moment for most of them. And that's what I'm kind of curious about. So, I mean, I feel bad because I often don't include Ryan Tannehill in any of these conversations because
it's not his job to win games.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's his job to not lose games.
Yeah. Got it. But the others, you know, a little bit of a higher ceiling. They have legacies, stuff like that. I'm not sure Tannehill does. Whose legacy changes after this weekend? Who has the most on the line? Like, I don't think there's... And the reason why I take Tannehill out is because I don't think Tannehill goes from, like, yeah, he's pretty good and everybody universally likes him, but mostly it's about Derrick Henry to, oh, no, it's the Ryan Tannehill show with a win. Like, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think Ryan Tannehill could go 0 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and everybody would go, okay, yeah, no, yep. That doesn't change the way I think about him.
Here's some cases. Stafford, first one that came to mind immediately.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
If he pulls this off and wins against Tom Brady on the road, his like whole career is validated. And that may seem like overkill because, you know, it's just a divisional round game and you'd like to see him still go to the Super Bowl or something like that. But winning a playoff game helped, and now it would be winning a playoff game on the road against Tom Brady. All of the Stafford wasn't the problem people in Detroit are going to be like, see?
Yeah.
I knew this guy was really good. Stafford, I think, has the best case for it.
The Rams definitely... You know, all year they've said, we're all in, we're all in, we're all in.
Yep.
And we're all just waiting for them to get eliminated. And, old takes exposed.
100%.
Freezing cold takes.
Yep.
Yep.
If Stafford loses this weekend, yeah, it goes the other way. There's a lot on the line for him.
Yeah.
Brady and Mahomes are pretty solidified, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you may start to, like, the question that would be brought up with Mahomes, nothing for Brady. Because of his team's injury situation. And
it's not his fault.
Right. Mm-hmm. You could do
even
that.
If it is. Even if it absolutely is his fault.
It wouldn't be.
He didn't have anyone around him.
You could do the thing with Mahomes where it's like, okay, we had this plan for him. He was supposed to win 5 Super Bowls. You know, the window of opportunity, it doesn't matter who you are, the window of opportunity isn't that big.
Yeah. Not everyone gets 20 years like Tom Brady.
Maybe the question becomes with him is he Rodgers?
Yeah. That's fair.
It's very early. But you could maybe do that.
But there's always someone in the sports media landscape that wants to be first to a position.
Yeah. Basically what we're doing is we're trying to predict Monday's first take.
Yeah.
Like what does it sound like? Josh Allen. I don't think it's time. I don't think you could realistically ask those questions yet.
Yeah, I think it would still be TBD on him.
He's going up against Mahomes. You know, if he loses, you lost to Mahomes. If he wins, that could feel like maybe you could do like a, hey, is this a changing of the guard?
Yeah.
You know, you could do one of those.
He got over the hump.
Yeah, but as far as the legacy thing, we're not there yet with
no.
him. And I think it's the same with Burrow, too. Although if he wins, the Burrow legend continues to grow, right? Two guys who I think would have a lot on the line outside of so we've gone through Stafford, which we think is a lot. Brady and Mahomes, probably not that much. Josh Allen and Burrow, same thing. And then Tannehill's just out. Sorry. Sorry, Ryan.
He blends in. That's his job.
Two guys left, and they're in the same game.
Can he execute the play action? That's all he needs to do.
Two guys left, and they're in the same game. Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Garoppolo. Mm-hmm. Let's do Jimmy G first.
Okay.
With a win, that changes some things. That changes some things for Jimmy G.
Yeah, because then you definitely get into conversations like, well, you made the NFC Championship game. Can you get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo?
Uh-huh.
Should you get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo?
And this is already after taking them to a Super Bowl previously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Like, the narrative around him changes quite a bit. As it stands right now, it feels like, this is just a gut thing, it feels like they're going to, you know, move on, or you know, he's at the very least on the hot seat right now. But if he goes on the road to Lambeau Field and wins a playoff game against the one seed after already winning a playoff game on the road in the first round, in the wild card round, you bet that means a ton. This is big money making time for these quarterbacks. And then all of a sudden the leverage goes to Jimmy G.
Yeah.
It's like if the 49ers decide to move on, He becomes a wanted quantity, I think, in the offseason. I'm serious, if he wins this game.
Yeah, he'd have more suitors or people who were a little on him.
Yes.
Will certainly kick the tires a little harder.
I think things change. There's a lot on the line for Jimmy G. And then there's Rodgers.
Oh, if he loses this game in particular.
Uh-huh.
There are certain types in the media that are just waiting to roast him when he falls, and they will.
Mm-hmm.
And deservedly so, if he loses this game.
So I got one Super Bowl.
I've seen him not make the Super Bowl a lot.
We have seen Aaron Rodgers not make the Super Bowl a lot. And if he continues to not make the Super Bowl, and this the same question gets, and you could excuse it away last year because it was Brady.
Yeah.
You know?
It was your own coach being a moron and kicking a field goal instead of giving you the ball.
Right. It's like, okay, he's going to give it one more ride here. That's fine. There is so much on the line for him this weekend.
Yeah.
And I think they get out, and maybe the conversation gets even more magnified for them next weekend. But they're vulnerable. They're vulnerable, and the 49ers could beat them.
They could.
If they lost like this, which would be an upset at home in their first playoff game,
Yeah, that story's pretty easy to write.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not good for Aaron.
That's right. He's had a great career. He's honestly, I think he's probably the most talented quarterback I've ever seen in my life. It's hard to believe that he's only won one Super Bowl.
Yeah, the organization's done him a disservice, and you got to think if he's going to walk and they lose that game, and like in a lot of years past, it isn't his fault.
Uh-huh.
That'd be it for him in Green Bay?
It would certainly seem like it. So that's kind of what to keep in mind this weekend with these guys. This is what we do in the playoffs. And look, I don't want to minimize the conversation by saying, well, this is just what they do on First Take, and because we're doing it right now. It does mean something. Winning playoff games, like it or not, it takes you to the next level. Losing playoff games that you're not supposed to lose, it knocks you down a peg. It's what you do on the biggest stage that's the most important. It's why we don't have a great read on Stafford's career, mm-hmm. because he hasn't had much experience doing it.
It's ring culture.
That's it.
Guys out there that's all they care about is wins and losses and how many rings do you have.
Well, it validates what you've done throughout your career, or if you go out early, and if you lose a playoff game that you're not supposed to, it makes you ask some questions. And we're certainly going to be doing that with Rodgers if he loses this weekend. If Stafford wins, it validates him. If Jimmy G wins, it validates him. Right? These guys each have to be good for their teams to advance. So it's not like they're just going to kind of, like, this is why Tannehill's kind of eliminated from the conversation, because he can kind of just exist.
Yeah.
And
he has a really
not have an effect on the game.
Now, odd role.
Now he's fine. Like he's good. As long as he's not screwing up,
uh-huh.
then, you know, they're going to be fine. He hasn't done that his entire career. He also hasn't really elevated them that much either.
Like I wouldn't even hang like a game manager tag on him.
No, it's not that.
It's different than game manager. Because he does have to make some big throws down the field.
Yep. But
just not to the other team.
Yeah. But he's got some help, right?
Yeah.
You think of the Tennessee Titans, you're not thinking of Ryan Tannehill. Sorry. But I don't think that's really news to anybody.
I'm a Titans fan. He's probably the fourth or fifth guy I think of.
Most of the guys in the league, you are the face of your franchise, you're the face of your team, and you're the most important guy as it pertains to whether we're going to win or lose today. So, like it or not, there is a ton on the line. We'll talk about each of the individual games a little bit later on in the show. Like I said, if I were to set the number, think about this as we get closer to that conversation. I think you could probably take to the bank at least one road team winning this weekend. That would mean one upset. All the home teams are favorites. The road teams are underdogs. I think you can count on one upset. One road team winning, one upset. Can you do two? Will there be two? If I set that number at 1.5,
ooh,
would you take the over or the under?
Under.
Okay. Do you think there's going to be one?
I got one.
Okay. All right. I might have two. Might have two. So think about that. We'll have those discussions a little bit later on in the show. Still have some Husker football stuff. You know, Nebraska, we were talking about the kind of fresh air earlier with BC and then Munson as well. Not only do you like how it feels right now, it just feels like, and I'll preface this conversation this way, Trev Alberts is giving them all the ammo, right? All the pieces. Think about how these things have gone when you've been in critical situations with coaching staffs before. A lot of times what hasn't ended up working out or what has ended up happening is administration's kind of working against you. So I think there's a conversation there, and we'll have it. And I'll take your thoughts on it. 402-951-1620, Connor at 1620thezone.com, and the Equitable Bank inbox. We'll come back with that and more next on 1620 The Zone.